My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Coming up at 6:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nats Park. That's coming up Saturday, September 21st. So that is next month, my friends.
Nice.
Keep listening for your chance to win. Right now, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need a quick burst of energy? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot for steady energy and long-lasting focus. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. You can use our promo code Junkies. Boom, you get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. That's what it does.
All right, should I start with the Olympics or the NFL, Cakes?
Start with the Olympics.
All right. I don't know how much of it you watched yesterday. I watched a little. Biggest story, I think, yesterday is Katie Ledecky, now the most decorated American woman in Olympic history. She gets a silver medal as the Americans finished in second in the 4x200-meter relay. Just think about Ledecky, swimming.
Does she get excited for silver medals at this point? I guess, like,
she looked excited.
Any medal, if you get on the podium, I guess you're excited. But when you're used to winning gold after gold, like silver or bronze, I would guess there's just a little less luster to it.
Maybe, but
personally,
she passed. There were three swimmers on the women's side tied with 12 medals.
Okay.
Natalie Coughlin, Jenny Thompson, and Dara Torres. So to get to 13, I think, is a big deal. She has 8 golds. I'm sure if she has a trophy case, that's more prominent than the 4 silvers and the 1 bronze.
Yep.
But you total it up, 13 medals. Pretty impressive. And she'll be back in 4 years. Where are the Olympics in 4 years?
You think I don't know that they're in Los Angeles, JP? Of course
LA.
I know that. I know where the Olympics are.
You know what? I didn't click on the story.
I don't know if I know where. Oh, I think I might know where the next Winter Olympics are. I said I think. I'm not 100% sure. Are the next Winter Olympics like in drab Korea? Or am I way off?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure they're in Italy again.
Italy. Okay.
They were in, where was it, Turin at one point?
Okay.
Yep, looks like it's in Milan and Cortina. Yeah.
Okay, I prefaced it by 2026. Saying I wasn't sure.
You did say you think.
And Korea, last time I checked, not very close to Italy on a map.
No.
It's actually on a different continent. It's way far away.
The other thing that I wanted to bring up Olympics-wise is Andy Murray. He was playing for Great Britain. He's actually won 2 gold medals. His tennis career comes to an end as his doubles team lost to the Americans, Tommy Fritz and Tommy Paul, or Taylor Fritz and Tommy Paul.
Yeah, they took down Daniel Evans and Andy Murray. I've only done a cursory drop by with tennis. I've definitely watched more badminton than I have tennis. By the way, when is pickleball going to become an Olympic sport?
Probably in four years.
It's got to be around the corner, right? I mean, much to Drab's chagrin, pickleball at some point will become an Olympic sport. I mean, if breakdancing is an Olympic sport, pickleball should be an Olympic sport, in my opinion.
And whatever you call the shooting of the guns, I think they've got a fancier name. What do they call that?
Isn't it just called shooting?
Is it called shooting?
Rifle.
Rifle, okay.
The one guy went viral from, I think he's from Turkey.
Okay.
Because everybody has like some sort of fancy glasses.
Yeah.
And they've got equipment. He just goes up there. Turkey. I think he won a silver.
Okay.
He just goes up there and they just hand him a gun.
Somebody was joking, said, when did EB go to the Olympics? I think it was like a gray-haired guy doing rifle.
Well, I think yesterday we talked about going to academy when you're young and...
Yeah, sure.
It's got to be that rifle competition. I was watching it last night.
Right.
It looked like the most unathletic. They look like nerds.
Is it that hard to aim?
It must be math guys.
Right?
They must be math guys or something,
yeah.
Like calculations.
Right.
So maybe I wouldn't be a great candidate for that.
Yeah.
But there's not a speck of athletic ability to look like
in
those guys.
It's the least athletic pursuit in all of the
Olympics. Plus, they're wearing like these almost like motorcycle, like leather ensembles. And they can't walk because they're like strapped in, and so their legs are super... It's the weirdest event in the whole thing.
Bizarre.
I spent 5 minutes on it. That's enough.
This is not for me.
Yeah.
Not my thing.
So that's really all I've got from the Olympics yesterday. I didn't watch as much yesterday. I didn't think it was as big. Next week, you're going to have track and field.
Track and field's on right now. Just started this morning.
There you go.
Simone Biles did win all around.
Yeah. I was going to say.
She won another gold medal.
Okay. For some reason, I thought that was 2 days ago, but I guess that was the team.
It's confusing. It's team competitions, then it's all around. So she gets another gold medal.
Nice. Good for her.
Amazing. Amazing run.
You did have NFL action last night. Hall of Fame game. Brett Rypien took care of business for the Bears. He threw 3 touchdown passes. They ended up cutting the game short because of weather. On Houston side, Cakes pointed out, Case Keenum still going at it. He had a touchdown pass. Yep. So did Davis Mills.
Drabby, I know you said there was going to be no Tyson Bagent slander. He got limited time. Is he going to be battling for that backup job?
No, meaningless game.
Oh, just it doesn't matter?
Meaningless game. With Rippin's not going to be... Rypien looked good, but I think Bagent's going to be easily the backup.
Did you see the viral reaction that Tyson Bagent had when they were basically doing the rookie hazing with all of the Bears rookies, and Caleb Williams has to get up in front of the room and, you know, he has to give his background, where he played his college ball, blah, blah, blah. And then they get to his signing bonus and Caleb Williams goes, signing bonus, $25.5 million. And then they cut to Tyson Bagent, who's sitting in one of the chairs in the auditorium, and he looks like he's having a seizure.
He's forlorn.
He's doing this. He's like, oh my God, $25.5 million. I'm not going to make that in my entire career.
Cakes, I had my first, oh my God, I'm old moment.
Okay, I'd love to hear
it. When the Pro Football Hall of Fame inductees include Dwight Freeney, Julius Peppers,
yes,
Patrick Willis,
right,
Devin Hester. I went, oh my God, I was just watching them yesterday,
right.
It feels like.
Right.
And now they're getting inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
It hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
I actually respect you guys. I don't know when you guys first had your I feel old moment, but last night it hit me hard.
We had ours many, many moons ago, but I think one of the biggest ones is, and this transcends all sports, when you start seeing the studs that you're watching, when you start seeing their kids come through and then their full careers are like almost done. Like you're watching like Tim Hardaway Jr. Like, what is he, 10 years into his NBA career at this point? That's the second Tim Hardaway. That's like when LeVar Arrington's kid is playing in the NFL, I'm going to be like, oh my God, look what's happening here. LeVar's kid is chasing down quarterbacks for whatever team he drafted.
It feels like yesterday, Dwight Freeney was doing spin moves on the end.
I know.
Andre Johnson? I feel like I drafted him in fantasy last year, I feel like.
It's the way it works.
How old are you now, Rick?
I will be 37 tomorrow.
37 tomorrow?
Are you having a big birthday weekend?
No.
What's on the docket?
Well, I'm going to the beach. I got to go do some scouting for Drab next week.
That's right. You have to do recon.
Yeah, recon.
Your advanced recon for Ocean City.
On an average summer, how many times do you go to Ocean City?
I don't know. Between 2 and 5.
Okay.
Man, that's impressive.
It's solid. It's his go-to spot.
Yeah.
It's just for a weekend.
Yeah.
This is taking a look at next year's Hall of Fame class, if you guys want to feel old.
Sure.
This is the first year of eligibility, guys. For 2025.
I'll give you my snap. Are they in or are they out?
Okay. Eli.
Ooh, it's a tough one.
I don't put him in.
You're starting off with a tough one.
And I used to argue on Eli's behalf because Cakes used to trash him, but I can't put Eli Manning in. I
mean, he did win 2 Super Bowls.
He just wasn't good enough in the regular season.
You know what? I'm going to give him a fast pass to Hall of Very Good. I think he'll eventually get in, though.
Bill Barnwell from ESPN has him in for next year.
Okay. Wow. First year on the ballot?
Yes.
First year in. Wow. Yeah, okay.
These are only first year guys. Marshawn Lynch.
Oof.
Marshawn Lynch.
Beast mode. I'd have to see how his numbers compare to others. But, like, is he up there in the all-time yardage list?
This is just your blink. Give me your
blink. My blink is no. Like, I never considered him, like, the best 3 or 4 in his position.
Yeah, but I would have said
run.
Andre Johnson, sniff test. No. First reaction?
My first reaction is probably no, but then you look at his numbers and how dominant he was. But the thing that really dings him, he played on bad teams.
But he made it.
He made it, yeah. Got in.
They do let in a lot of guys, though, every year. It's not like, right. You know, sometimes in Major League Baseball, it'll be one guy gets in.
Right.
No, he's got a few guys here.
All right, who else?
He's got, I'll just give you this. He's got Vinatieri in next year, first year eligibility.
I think he probably should get in.
I think he probably makes it.
Nubs kicker.
It's hard for kickers to get in, though.
All right. What's your blink on Luke Kuechly?
My initial blink is no.
I put him in.
Barnwell says no, didn't play long enough.
Yeah, I think he's a no.
Earl Thomas.
No.
Earl Thomas?
I don't think so. I'm going to give him an I don't think so.
Wasn't he just playing like 2 years ago?
Was he on the Ravens roster a few years ago?
He's getting stiff-armed by Derrick Henry.
he said Earl Thomas definitely get in. You guys are disrespecting Earl Thomas.
Disrespecting
but
him.
He not for the first year.
Earl Thomas is surly, by the way. If I said that and he was in here, he'd probably punch me in the face.
Yeah, he also has a weird dynamic with his wife / girlfriend.
Oh, he does. I wasn't aware of that.
Are they the same people?
I don't know. So I don't know if he's
had a lot of off the field drama.
Yeah.
Remember, he was in bed with his brother with a chick.
Yeah,
that's weird in and of itself.
All right, last one here. T. Sizzle, Terrell Suggs.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's in. How many career sacks did he have?
Doesn't say, but he's definitely in here.
He also has a Defensive Player of the Year award.
Let me check his sack numbers.
I helped mold Terrell Suggs at Arizona State.
Hold on, give us the background on that again. How did this go down?
What?
Help mold him.
We played basketball against each other at the rec center.
I can only imagine how that went for you. Couldn't have gone...
Ended the same way Durant went with Valdez.
Why are you throwing me under the bus?
Think I could guard a 250-pound defensive end?
Of course you couldn't.
Who had 24 sacks in one season of college football?
Terrell Suggs, 139 career sacks. It's a lot. I don't know where it puts him on the all-time list, but...
He's in.
Yeah, I mean, he almost had 140 sacks in his career.
7 seasons of double-digit sacks.
Yeah, I think he's probably in.
Speaking of the NFL, there was some celebrating, I don't know, several weeks ago that people might be getting checks from the lawsuit from the Sunday Ticket.
Jason Bishop thought he was going to get rich.
There was a $4.7 billion verdict. And I think Mike Florio said people would be getting all kinds of money.
Right.
Well, a federal judge overturned the $4.7 billion verdict in the lawsuit.
So you're getting nothing.
So I don't know what the next step in that process is, but I wouldn't be holding your breath for the checks.
You think the owners weren't popping bottles when they heard that news that they're saving $4.7 billion? that they don't have the stroke and checks.
Cakes baseball covers on 106.7 The Fan's presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits. Still save on...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at tmobile.com/switch. Little baseball news for you. Mike Trout has another meniscus tear. He's out for the year.
Yeah, I mean, he's just had an injury-marred career. I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but his body is betraying him.
Since 2019, Mike Trout has only played in at least 100 games in a season once. He was limited to 82 games in 2023, and he's played 29 this year. When he's healthy, he's amazing. He just hasn't been able to stay healthy.
He signed a 12-year, I believe it's $426 million contract. He's under contract until his age 38 season, 2030, at $37 million. Per season for the Angels.
Now, on the Angels, he plays more games than Anthony Rendon.
Right.
Who's on the IL again with back inflammation.
Boy, he's probably really missing baseball, really trying to get back because he's so passionate about it. He loves it. He loves it so much, that Anthony Rendon.
So that's some baseball news for you. Coming up next, Cakes Tease It, your chance to win HF Festival tickets at Nationals Park. That's coming up on September 21st. 800-636-1067 for your chance to win tickets here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.